Hey guys, welcome back to KB Shorts, episode 11, UFC 300 recap. Wow, what a card. I'm a diehard UFC fan, but most of the time these prelims aren't that stacked to where I watch from opening prelim to the main event. That was a long night, about probably 7.5 hours of sitting there watching fights and everything. It was a long day, but what a card. And we're going to get into the entire card results. Again, this KB Shorts, this will only be about a 15, 20 minute little recap. Let me get a drink. Shouldn't be a long one here, but I wanted to get this out because we won't have an unedited this week. The schedule coming up should be today here, Sunday, KB Shorts, UFC 300 recap. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, KB Shorts College, possibly KB Shorts episode 12, college basketball season recap with Fee, looking at next year as well. That'd be Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and then either Thursday or Friday, KB and the boys. And then Monday, April 22nd, will be unedited. And then Thursday morning will be KB Shorts episode 13, NFL draft special. So that's the schedule for these next 2 weeks. This coming up week and the week after. But let's take a look at the results and just talk a little bit about the fight. Start out with the early prelims. Davison Figueiredo defeats Cody Garbrandt via submission in round two. Man, that's my guy, Cody. He's one of my favorite fighters. Been one of my favorite fighters for a long time. He looked good in round one, I thought. I thought he did really well in round one. I thought he won the first round. I thought he looked faster. He looked better on the feet than Figueiredo. Figueiredo was just able to get him to the ground and get that submission. Tough, because I thought Cody fought, like I said, I thought Cody fought very well. But big ups to Figueiredo for, you know, finding a way to get it to the ground and get that sub. Big win for him. Again, we'll get into what's next for some of these fighters. Bobby Green defeats Jim Miller via unanimous decision. Yeah, I mean, Jim Miller just, he really didn't look for a takedown. He kind of fought Bobby Green's game, and I think he wanted to have a slugfest. It's just Bobby Green's got great striking, and Jim couldn't put him away. He had him hurt a couple times, landed some big shots that hurt him a couple times, but Bobby Green's striking was just too good, so a big win for Bobby Green. Jessica Andrade defeats Marina Rodriguez via split decision. I didn't understand split. I thought Rodriguez clearly won on the card. Should have clearly won on the cards. I mean, obviously a win's a win anyway, but I thought she won for sure. Marina looked good. Andrade just had the bigger moments. And, you know, I think the more damaging and harder punches, and I think that's what won the fight. I thought Rodriguez did look good, though. It was a good fight. Talk about blowing a moment. Jalen Turner versus Renato Moicano. Jalen Turner drops Moicano and has him hurt bad late in the first round. And trying to get that, I think trying to, you know, the $300,000 bonus can sway you in the wrong direction at times. And I think he was looking for that walk-off KO, but fight wasn't completely over. All he had to really do is go, all he had to do was follow Moicano to the ground and hit him one more time, and that fight would have been over. But Moicano persevered, and then he ends up getting the TKO in round two. So a huge missed opportunity for Jalen Turner. What a win for Moicano, though. And that would end the early prelim card. The actual prelims, Diego Lopez, man, this guy's a killer. He's going to fight for the belt at 145. Goes in and absolutely dominates Sadiq Youssef, gets him out of there quick. He's unbelievable on the ground, but his striking's good. He's got heavy hands. He's a dangerous fighter for anybody in the weight class. Kayla Harris, like I said, this is what I thought would happen. I was watching, you know, we do fan fight picks with my brother, my dad, and my cousin. My dad and my cousin were a little iffy on Kayla, and I told him this was going to happen. I said this would happen. She's too good. She's too strong. I don't know how long she can do it for, making the weight at 135, but as long as she can do it healthy and not destroy herself by making the weight, I think she dominates every 135er on the roster with relative ease, I think. I mean, I was shocked that Holly Holm was, you know, she kind of played the game a little bit in a way, you know, with the clinching. That was interesting by Holly, for sure. But yeah, Kayla Harrison, she's going to be dominant in this weight class. Aljamain Sterling, probably the, you know, I don't want to say it was a bad fight, but it was one-sided, but probably the worst fight on the card was Aljamain and Calvin Kattar. I mean, Aljamain just, he handled them for three rounds. Did what Aljamain does, though. And it's a good win. You know, you got to go in there. He imposed his will. He showed that he is still strong for that division. And a big win for Aljamain, you know, moving up in the moving up at featherweight. Jiří Procházka, wow, knocks out Alexander Rokic in round two. He was really, that leg was so beat up. Rokic had a great round one, was having a decent round two as well, but Procházka just doesn't go away, man. Doesn't go away and was able to hurt Rokic bad. You could just tell that Rokic's punches were just not having that much. His hard ones that he landed, his hard right hands that he was landing, it wasn't affecting Procházka as much as you saw Rokic when he would get touched with the power punches. And that was just the end of the fight there. You know, hit him hard, got him out of there. Prohaska's a warrior, man. Start of the main card, Bo Nickel, submission round two. Cody Brundage fought better than I thought he would. And I was talking about this at the fight. I was like, man, you can tell why this was a little tougher for Bo Nickel, though. Every guy that Bo Nickel's fought, in my opinion, up until this point, has been, in my opinion, they fought him going into the fight. They were scared. Like, they were kind of defeated before. Brundage was not. He was game. I think Brundage knew. He's like, yeah, this is an uphill battle, but I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to do my best. And I thought he did well for you know, all accounts and purposes. I thought Brundage did well. Like I said, he fought confident. And I think that's what made it a little more of a fight, you know, getting Bo Nickel first time into round two. But Bo's wrestling so goddamn good, and he's able to get the submission. Armin Tsarukyan defeats Charles Oliveira via split decision. Again, a split decision that I think was unnecessary. I thought that Tsarukyan won this for sure. I thought he definitely won this fight. It's a great fight. Charles obviously came close to finish him twice with a couple submissions, but Tsarukyan is a bad boy, and I'm guessing that he probably sits and waits, and you know, because that fight's what, June 1st is. We'll get into that in a minute, but I'm guessing he just sits and waits for the next shot. Max Holloway defeats Justin Gaethje for the BMF title via knockout. Oh, my God. I told you last week that I thought Max Holloway was the better fighter. I thought he was the more complete striker. He was definitely faster in there, and he was winning that fight easily. I think it was probably going to be a 4-1 decision. And he does what he did against Ricardo Lamas, and he had the balls to do it against Justin Gaethje. Point to the middle, and let's just swing. And he knocks him out with 1 second left in the fifth round. Holy shit, that was insane. That was one of the best knockouts I've ever seen. That's already your front runner for knockout of the year, 100%. I mean, he flatlined Justin Gaethje. Gaethje was out cold. Max Holloway is a bad motherfucker. Whatever he wants to do next, whoever he wants to fight, take my money. You know, don't matter to me. That was insane. It was awesome just to see him do that. And he, like I said, the leg kicks didn't matter as much as I thought they would. Yeah, they were hard, but Max was just like, fuck it. 25 minutes, I'm going to eat him. I won't be able to walk after, or I'm going to be limping after, but I don't care. I'm just going to keep going. They didn't affect him as much. His mobility was fine the whole fight. The body work he put in was tremendous. I thought that paid dividends into the end of the fight, where he was able to get off shots to the head after, you know, he showed Gaethje, I'm going to land to the body, and I think Gaethje had to worry about that. The spinning back kick was there all night. That's obviously what fucked up Gaethje's nose in round one. At the end of round one with that spinning back kick, I mean, what a performance by Max Holloway. Absolutely beautiful. And to get that knockout 1 second left was absolute insanity. It was one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And great job, Max Holloway. Gaethje, absolute warrior. Tough night for him. I mean, Max was just a better fighter. But geez, what a fight. Zhang Weili, Yan Xiaonan, a great fight as well. I mean, Weili kind of had the fight over, no? At the end of round one. I mean, Yan Xiaonan was out. And they let her come back and fight. Weili kind of dipped a little bit. And energy, she found a second wind in round four, but round three was dangerous for her. Yan Xiaonan was doing well. Yan, tough as they come. Wei Li's an animal as well. I don't know who's going to... I have a feeling who could beat Wei Li, and we'll get into that in a bit, but there's not many at 115 that I think can beat her. And Alex Pereira KOs Jamal Hill in round one. I mean, the guy is just unreal. Jamal Hill, in my opinion, did not look... I think he came back too quick. I'm not trying to put excuses out there because what Alex Pereira did was phenomenal. But to me, Jamal Hill, his timing and his speed looked off. I thought he looked slow in there when he was throwing, when he threw a couple punches. I thought he looked really slow. Yeah, and Pereira just left hook. It was over. It was absolutely over. And that guy, I don't even know what to say about him. He's proved me wrong. I thought that, you know, he got lucky with the Izzy knockout. But he's gone on now to win another belt in that division. Going to have a tough fight coming up probably to defend that title next. But, yeah, what a card. UFC 300 delivered. A-plus card, in my opinion. It absolutely delivered. You know, you had some decisions in there, but you had some unbelievable finishes. You had chaos, whether it be Holloway, Gaethje, Oliveira locking in a couple, guillotine and then a front head choke. Crazy, crazy. I mean, Lopez knockout, Prochazka nearly done, and then he gets the win. Jalen Turner has Moicano done, doesn't finish him. Moicano finishes him next round. Crazy card, awesome card. They definitely nailed UFC 300. That is 1,000%. All right, so now we're going to get into what's next. Didn't do every fighter, but I tried to do most. I basically just tried to go with one option for each. But yeah, Cody Garbrandt, I went Adrian Yanez because I thought Cody looked good. I think, you know, if that fight stays on the feet, if he cannot get taken to the ground, I think he's going to win that fight. Adrian Yanez coming off a couple losses, I think that's a good fight. Figueiredo, I had a couple options just because I think there's two really good ones out there, Peter Yan and Henry Cejudo. Either one of those I would love. I think those are both great fights. For Bobby Green, he called out Paddy Pimblett. I'm down to see it. I would love to see that. If they want to do that in Manchester, what is that going to be in July? I think that's a tremendous fight. I would love to see Paddy Pimblett versus Bobby Green. Hanato Moicano, I'd like Benoit St. Denis. I think that's a great fight, stylistically. Yeah, that's just an awesome fight. St. Denis obviously coming off the loss to Poirier, but, that'd be a hell of a fight. You could definitely do that as a 5-round fight night main event. Diego Lopez, I went Yair Rodriguez, obviously coming off a couple losses to top competition, but I think it's a true test for Lopez because if he beats Yair, he's definitely in the top five. Outstanding stylistic matchup as well there. Kayla Harrison, straight to the title. Rockrell Pennington, straight to the title. No one more fight needed. Holly Holm was already ranked five. There's no need for another fight. No need for another fight at all. Unless Pennington's banged up and they want to go Pena for an interim or Pena for a number one contender, sure. But if Pennington's ready, that's 100% the fight to make next. Kayla Harrison versus Pennington. Calvin Kattar, tough fight for him. Aljamain was just able to impose his will. I went the Lerone Murphy Edson Barboza winner. That's coming up here either this coming fight night or the weekend after. I think the winner, that's a good fight for Kattar. Aljamain Sterling, I went Josh Emmett. Josh is right around, I think he's ranked five. I think that's just a really good fight. Tough matchup as well. Can he get Emmett to the ground? Alexander Rokic, I went Azmat Mirzakhanov, undefeated contender at light heavyweight. I think that's a good test for Azmat. And, you know, can Rokic, you know, take that O and get back into the top five and start working his way back into the title picture? Yuri Prochazka. So a lot of fights can be booked up here because I think I think Alex Pereira is going to fight Ankalaev next. Jan Błachowicz is coming off a loss. I don't know what he's doing. The next guy that is on a win streak and that's right around the top five is Krylov. So I think Yuri versus Krylov, kind of a number one contenders fight, is the fight to make. I think that's a great, great fight, and that'd be the right one to do. Bo Nickel, I went Andre Petrosky. He's lost a couple in a row, but it's a step up from where he's been at. So, yeah, I think Petrosky next. I like the way they're building him. It's kind of a boxing style of doing it, but I think it's smart. There's no reason to rush him at his age. Keep building him up. Step up every time, and I think Petrosky's definitely a step up from Brundage. So, yeah, I just keep moving him up. For Oliveira, I went Gamrot. I think Matheus Gamrot is a you know, he's on a win streak. He kind of wants a big opponent, but now we got some fights booked up. I think you do Oliveira versus Gamrot next. Sarukian. Obviously, well, I'll just do this now. UFC 302 was announced. Main event is Islam Makhachev versus Dustin Poirier for the lightweight title. And the co-main event is Sean Strickland versus Paulo Costa, five-round co-main event at middleweight. So I think Sarukian, he sits and waits for sure because that fight's only in about a month and a half. So, yeah, I think Sarukian faces the winner of Islam and Poirier. Justin Gaethje, and Dan Hooker. I think, you know, Dan's had some injuries and stuff, but I think he's looking for a big fight. Obviously, I think it happens a little later down the road. Gaethje needs to take some time off for sure, but I think Dan Hooker's a great fight. Max Holloway, anybody he wants, but I think Ilia Topuria is the fight to make. I think Volkanovski needs to sit out to the end of the year anyway, so I think give Topuria a fight. You could do that one. What do they have fights coming up? It's kind of tough because where they have the pay-per-views at. I mean, you could do Max versus Topuria in Australia. Absolutely. You could do Max Topuria at the Sphere, though, as well. So we'll see, but I think that's the right one to go. Yan Xiaonan, Amanda Lemos, she's coming off a win. I think that's just a good, you know, good contender fight there. Weili Zhang, Tatiana Suarez has to be. I think it's the only fighter that can beat her. I don't think there's any other contenders right now at 115 that can beat her. I think Tatiana, if she can stay healthy, can beat her, though. Jamal Hill, a lot of these guys booked up. I think a guy like Khalil Roundtree coming off a win is a great stylistic matchup there between Hill and Roundtree. So I think that's a fun fight. And then, like I said, Alex Pereira versus Magomed Ankalaev, I think, has to be the fight next at 205. Let me get a quick drink. So I told you the announcement for UFC 302. Dana White also announced UFC 303, International Fight Week, June 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Conor McGregor is back. He will take on Michael Chandler at 170 pounds. The Mac is back. Very excited. Glad a fight is finally booked. I mean, been going around, but just been waiting for forever on this one, it feels like. But like I said, you got Makhachev Poirier. UFC 303, though. Conor McGregor, former UFC featherweight lightweight champion Conor McGregor versus three-time Bellator lightweight world champion Michael Chandler. They will build that card up, I'm sure. I don't think there'll be title fights, but there will be big fights on that card. It's International Fight Week. They want to stack that card as well. But I cannot wait. I'm very thrilled that the fight is finally booked and he's got a fight. I think, you know, he's been training for the last few months, but I think, you know, it's tough for him to really hit the ground running when he doesn't have a set date. I believe that he's known the set date now for a couple weeks, and that's why you see more footage of him training. And this training camp, he's going to hit it running here. What do we get? So we're at, well, let's look at the calendar. We're at April 14th, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-week camp to get going. So it's a lot of time to prepare, and I love that he has a ton of time to prepare. I love that it's at 170. I didn't want to see him cut down to 155. I just think at this point in his career, I think it takes too much out of him to cut to 135. 155. I think the only way he cuts to 155 is probably for a title fight. But I think 170 needs to be his home for fights moving forward. How many fights that is, I know we don't have many. I would think in the UFC, I don't think we have many. Two right now that are two fights as of now left in the UFC. We don't know if there's going to be any past that. So, yeah. But Conor McGregor, Michael Chandler officially booked for the T-Mobile Arena June 29th in Las Vegas, Nevada for UFC 303 International Fight. We cannot wait. I hope to be there. You know, no matter what, I will be watching there or on TV for sure. Cannot wait. Make sure everyone also check out Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney this weekend. I'll be tuned into that. Early prediction, Devin Haney decision. I want Ryan Garcia to win. I like Ryan Garcia, but I think Devin Haney's class right now. But that'll be this weekend. But again, UFC 300, special card. The Mac is back, and we'll be back hopefully Tuesday, if not Thursday or Friday, for KB and the boys. Thank you all for listening to my UFC 300 recap, and we'll talk to you later. Love you guys. Peace.